Do you like drama? Because you're about to get a whole lot of it. That's right. Ronnie is spiraling. Jenny turns to JWoww. And we have all the season 2 drama that's unfolding right now. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Literally never gets old.
Never.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, welcome to Jersey. Woo! Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We are back. There's so much to talk about. We've got proposals, pies and faces.
Oh my goodness.
Drama. My head's exploding, but I must say, it is so good to be back.
Yeah, I am back.
I'm back. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. I'm filling in for KWoww. He unfortunately couldn't be here.
We miss you,
KWoww. We know you're watching, but I'm back. I was spiraling on my own last week. Yes. Guys, without you, I was in Nashville.
That. Insta stories.
I just, you know, I channeled my inner Snooki.
Yeah, that's right.
I spiraled. But go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys, my lovely ladies next to me.
Woo! Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. I'm so happy. It's Jersey. I've been waiting all week for this. Ugh.
Cray. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet. I'm excited because there's so much drama that's, like, unfolding right now
as we're watching this.
So I'm excited.
Okay, well, let's get through all the episode first, and then we'll dig into the... Oh, my God. I'm already, like, sweating. Thank you.
Morgan, I don't want to mean to interrupt, but I know that Kevin's going to be so saddened as our audience... Because we didn't hear you guys' jersey names.
Oh!
I want to know, what are the jersey names? What are the most fun of it all?
Thank you, Juliet.
I am so sorry. Scratch my intro, guys. I am not Morgan. I am Morgalicious, back and better than ever.
That's right.
And I'm Staycation.
And I'm Kiki Boom Boom.
Yes, that's like it, girl.
Yeah. Because you're an original. Like, you
exactly.
don't even need a jersey short name.
I don't even need a jersey short name. I'm an OG.
Okay, well, speaking of names, let's talk Uncle Nino. Nino makes an appearance in this episode. I think whoever Vinny summed it up by saying his body is offensive
and his tan
is offensive.
You can't take him in public anywhere.
Okay, do y'all have uncles like this? Must be like, is this like a Boston thing?
This is like a Boston / New York thing because like the Jersey Shore kids, they're from New York City. So especially like because I have Italian friends from New York. My friend's married to an Italian guy. So I've been in the houses and I've met those uncles. I've met those dads. And it's literally like that. Same thing in Boston. It's like an East Coast like thing, I think.
Walking out with their Speedos.
Yeah, they just don't care. I think everyone's uncle is just, everyone has that one uncle.
If my uncle ever comes out in a Speedo, I'm disowning him and I'm like leaving the family. Like, no.
I love Uncle Nino though because he reminds me of being back home. Just the way he talks. You really don't understand what he's saying, but it's pretty awesome. He's offensive.
He's comical.
He calls everyone names. I love it.
How old? Do we know his age? He's got to be...
I'm like going to say, no, I don't think he's in his
like
70s.
60s maybe?
I say like maybe late 50s, 60s. I know he looks older, but because I know Vinny's mom, that's her brother. She's not that older.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to say he probably 60s. Just hit 50. I mean, 60, if not late 50s.
He's had a rough life.
If anyone in the chat wants to creep on old Uncle Nino, I'm dying to know how old he is. Watch him be like 45.
Exactly. Like, 32.
He's all right.
We gotta get him on, or like look up his social media because
I'm sure he has a social media.
Yes, his Twitter is at Uncle Nino. He's coming. But let's talk. Okay, we have to talk the roast because he's unroastable.
Amazing.
But my favorite is he calls one the sanitation, and then he looks at Ronnie and goes, "Well, look at you, fat boy."
Oh my god, I loved that. Sorry,
that was perfect.
He's like, "You have fat muscles."
But I love what even like Polly says. Polly's like, he's the type of guy you can't roast because he doesn't care.
Yeah, no.
It's just, I love it. It's fun. But I like that Vinny is so used to his family and he's used to his mom and his uncle. He's just like, that's my uncle. He's crazy.
Well, and it's funny because like Vinny almost like is embarrassed of him. But he it's like, Vinny, he's the life of the party. Like, I'm sorry that you're not that much
fun.
Exactly. But Uncle Nino,
I would bring him everywhere with me if he was my uncle.
Well, and then Vinny's mom this episode cooks enough for probably 45 people. And I'm coming from someone, I don't know about y'all, but my mom did not cook growing up. Like, we survived on frozen pizzas. Hey, mom.
Hey, mom.
So Is that, I guess, you've been around Jersey?
Yeah, that's like a real life Italian thing. I'll say this funny thing. So my friend, she married an Italian guy. She's black like me. But I think like black people, we're the same way. I think black people and Italian people, we kind of resemble each other. Okay. We're like boisterous. We're loud. We're fun. We love to cook and we love family. But I think everyone's family like that. So I remember she invited me over to his house in Staten Island. He lives in the same like area where Vinny lives. I go and it was like I don't know what time, it was his birthday party. His mother cooked so much food.
Oh my gosh.
So when I was watching Paula, Vinny's mom, I'm like, that's literally the party I went to. But then she was offended because, like, she's like, guys, take the food. Why are you guys not? You know, there's boys there, so we're trying to be cute.
Yeah, like, I'm not hungry.
It's like the way they show their love. The mom shows their love.
Yeah, she's like, Makia, why are you not eating? And I'm like, nope, I'm eating now. Don't worry. And gave us so much food. So I love seeing his mom there and showing all that love because that's how, like, really moms are, especially, like, in the Staten Island area.
Damn.
And the Italian moms, they're very loving and they love to cook.
Any Italian men out there?
Hello.
Have your mom feed me.
Exactly.
Please.
Everyone needs a mic.
You.
A mic, because Mike can cook and he can eat. So.
Oh, he can't. And
love Mike.
He's on the seafood
diet. The sanitation.
Diet.
When he sees food, he eats it.
I'm about that life.
I'm saying.
Put me on that seafood diet.
I love when he had to go inside to go cut the coconut in half. And he's like, I have to go do this because he wanted to go get some snacks in the fridge.
Yes. I love that Uncle Nino tells Mike, like, if you need any help, I got some guys on the inside. Bro, okay. What?
Can we talk about if Vinny? Okay, we'll get to the drama in our. We have another conspiracy theory about Uncle Nino and his men taking care of Vinny. Did the producers just air that?
I'm shocked that they aired that. But hey.
But that's like also like another very Jersey. Kind
it's very
of
Jersey,
thing.
Very New York, Staten Island, Long Island. Like, hey, I got some guys. You
Let's
need some help.
Hey. Remy never to mess with Uncle Nino.
I know. And, you know, he might go to jail. So this just looks kind of bad.
Uncle Nino might go to
Mike.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Uncle Nino too? No wonder he has guys on the inside.
He would thrive. He would thrive in prison. It's fine. All right. Well, let's move on. Serious conversation. Speaking of, one, I think Uncle Nino and Ronnie resemble each other a little too much. Like, they both don't enunciate. Whatever.
Ronnie is Uncle Nino in 20
they
years.
Are.
Ronnie's on another level, though.
Yeah. Let's talk about old Ronnie boy.
Our favorite.
So Ronnie sits down, and he has this confession. And he tells the girls outside that Jen cheated on him, and that is the reason why he has behaved like he did. And he basically is saying I think the whole Mike proposing has kind of led him to spiral. What do y'all think? Do you think that's an excuse for him?
I think it's an excuse, and I think that's why we need to have Jen on. Please come on. Because we need to know the other side of the story. Like, there's two sides to every story, and he might be the one cheating first, or what's going on with that, or making up lies. Oh, who knows with him?
I think Ronnie can be toxic. I don't want to say he is toxic. He can be toxic, and he can do toxic things. So the fact that he's making all these excuses, and don't get me wrong, like, I do believe, like, Ronnie needs help. He needs therapy.
I agree.
He needs, and I think what a lot of people in your childhood trauma tends to carry to your adult life. And I feel like he hasn't figured that out yet. And he is a hot mess. And you can tell he's jealous of Mike.
Yeah.
He's trying to ruin a good thing. And then he just unloads on the girls, which is probably true. Jen probably did. But I feel like the both of you guys were probably cheating. And I like what Dina said to him. She's like, okay, you know that, but you still were doing this. And it doesn't make it right.
Well, it's the whole theory that I think, like, two wrongs don't make a right. So by you going and cheating, it's only going to make things worse. Also, why... If he, I would love to know, I'm sure we will never know, did she cheat on him before or after she got pregnant?
Exactly.
Right.
Because if she cheated before she got pregnant, then Ronnie, why are you still with her?
Exactly. And he goes, you know, it was my reactions were reacting to her actions because I was cheating too, but I only did it because she did it.
No, like, I think there's definitely more to this story. And I think Ron is just like, woe is me, feels bad for himself again, trying to get the girls on his side, trying to get the whole attention again this episode.
No, like,
he's turning
honestly,
everything back to himself.
That is the thing. We'll dig into more.
I want to be his doctor.
Can I just trip him?
No, like... Ronnie, I want him to come on the show just so I can sit here and we can like
come on, Ronnie,
put
talk
some
to
sense
us, boo.
Into his head.
Lay your head right here and talk to me. I'll be your therapist.
Kiki Boom Boom is actually a therapist. I don't know if you guys know this.
I feel like I can save you. I feel like he wants to save all these people. I will save you, Ronnie. He needs a hug.
Someone send Ronnie our way. We need to help this boy. Okay, so now we go on to the warm and fuzzies of the episode. So Mike is planning his proposal. to Lauren.
Aww.
Okay, do we think that the girls are overstepping boundaries? Because we see Jenna and Snooki and Dina literally just start planning this whole big day for him and not even really asking. Do y'all think...
I think Jaywa has good intentions because she did emphasize that you've put this girl through a lot of shit. I mean, crap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty much. So I think she has good intentions and she really wants this day to be like incredible mm-hmm. for his fiance. But I think she is trying to take control too.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, they're a family and that's what mm-hmm. family does sometimes without really knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I got it. I got it under control. Yeah. And I think because Jaywa, I love Jenny, but she's bossy.
Yeah.
She is she the is alpha female. Like she is the boss. Everyone's scared of her. And Mike is the one person who actually up to her. I just feel like it's a little overwhelming. It's like, I get that you guys mean well, but maybe you should talk to the guy who's actually proposing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm all leave him for alone. Letting girls, I think females can do proposals. Yes. I think they're good at party planning, but it's like, they should have sat down and be like, Mike, what do you want?
And we'll
and
be
we
there.
We will exactly. do it and make it easy for you, but like, what do you want? Instead, they're just like, he's not doing anything. You know,
I'm like, maybe he doesn't want to plan. Maybe he just wants it because maybe him and Lauren's relationship yeah, is different. That authentic where he's like, girl... Because he tells her everything, so he probably would have just told her, I'm going to propose to you.
It's not a show for him. Like, he right. legit is in love with this girl. He yeah. wants to marry her, so he's probably like, I just want it to be
right. And like, us two like, together. I know they're on a TV show, and I get, right. like, they want to film it. I almost wish they would have just done, like, a low-key, like, go to a nice yeah. romantic dinner. I don't think
that's
there's
it.
Anything wrong with that. I mean, okay, let's talk about the ring, though.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So cute.
Beautiful. The, like, pink band.
Pink band.
Pink box. That was a beautiful ring. Shout out to Jenny and her jeweler.
Yes.
That was gorgeous.
I'm going to hit up that jeweler when chain. I get married in 20
yes.
years.
Yes.
Hi. She's still around because that was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And Jenny did an amazing thing. But I was she like, did. All right, girl, thank you so much for helping me with my ring. But calm down.
Yeah. Right. It's like once she, like, I feel like once she got that in her head, it's yeah. like, well, I did all this. So, like, I need to keep making this name for myself. And, like, no.
She's my
I
girlfriend.
I think she, like, got... In the beginning, he kind of was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a ring. I don't. Mm-hmm. I need an engagement ring. So she was like, okay, I'm taking control.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it just kind of spiraled
J-Wow came
there.
She'd be a good wedding planner.
Oh,
I would totally call her, but it's like, let Mike do his thing.
I would be terrified to have her as yeah. a wedding planner.
I wouldn't be terrified, but
you
because
better
like,
accept this or else.
I'm an alpha female, so I wouldn't be terrified. I'd just be like, because she's bossy.
Right.
So I'd be like, okay, I'll walk like, away now. You yeah. got this, girl. Because she just would take over.
Right, exactly. How much do we think that ring cost?
I don't know.
It had to be worth a lot.
I wonder if MTV helped with that.
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. They mentioned that jeweler's name at least 15 times in this episode.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the jeweler cut them a big deal.
Probably did. I think MTV worked something out with her because like her name was promoted. And I think now...
she came on the show.
Yes. And now people are going to go to her.
Exactly.
I think where's she at? In L.A.?
I think she's
is
in
she
LA.
In LA? Yeah, I think she's in Beverly Hills.
Or Beverly Hills, so yeah. come on now. Like, people are going to walk in there. Her business is going to boom and thrive. So I think she did cut the
money. I bet he got a hefty discount.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like, what he was saying, he had to sell all his cars. He drives
a
Camry. Like,
and he has to be careful because he's on trial. He will be on trial for fraud and tax.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm thinking back on the old days, like, when they would tell people not to be flashy and you're on trial. So I don't see him personally buying the ring.
Right. So I guarantee you, MTV. Interesting.
He's playing it smart right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Balling out with that ring. Lauren, shout out to you, girl.
She's
that ring.
She's so cute. Can
Isn't
we just
she?
Say that? She's adorable.
Does anyone else in the chat room think that they look alike?
They do look alike. And I think Stacey brought up a good point. Like, usually people tend to date someone who looks like them. But when I first seen Lauren, I was like, Lauren looks like his sister. They look alike. But they're such a beautiful couple.
Oh, they're so cute.
And she did go through a lot with Mike. Like, I remember from Jersey Shore before. So she's a good one to still be here with Mike.
She's a keeper.
She's in love with him.
And for those watching, so Lauren comes. We get to see the ring. She comes to visit. And then... So let's talk pie in the face, because now go from cute, we're planning a proposal, to a little messy. So boys go and get their hair done. We see that Jenny's kind of stepping over boundaries, like planning. So Mike, I feel like, was joking around.
He was joking.
I don't think he was being serious and was like, oh, I'm going to pie Jenny in the face because she's like taking control and like being bossy. Do we think he's joking? Let's get a group consensus.
I think he was joking. Yeah. Like, I don't think he... And I think if he would, it'd be a cute thing where they all would get the pie in their face. Like, he'd be like, oh, I love you, sis. You're so crazy. Like, I don't think he was being malicious. But I think he was just venting to his guys. Like, she's shading me. I'm going to throw a pie in the face.
But also, when has having a pie thrown in your face really been that offensive?
When did that become disrespectful? When she said, I'm disrespected, I'm like,
I think a couple people were jealous at this proposal.
Yes, they were. I'm sorry.
I almost think Jenny was a little.
Yes.
I think this was not her dream proposal, and I think she took her anger out on her mic. Ronnie definitely did, because even Nicole had to be like, Jenny. Yeah, you need
calm
to stop.
Down. And if Snooki is the voice of reason in something, you know,
come on,
something's happening.
But if you guys told me you would put a pie in my face, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. I don't know.
More fun. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's a joke.
I wouldn't be disrespected. It's just funny.
I think they're finding little reasons to get mad at Mike right
Yes.
now.
I think they're all very jealous that he has this new sober life and he's happy and now he's getting proposed to and he can have fun without having to spiral, exactly. like all of them.
And he's super positive, because even when he's talking, when Jenny's yelling at him, he's like, let's just change the energy right now. I'm like, who is this guy? And I think you're right. I think they look at him like, here he is facing his life. He can go to jail. But for some reason, he's still positive. Mm-hmm. He shows them nothing but love. And I think they're trying to figure out, like, how is this guy so
he's peaceful.
Amazing?
He's in that. I feel like they're trying to get him to crack.
They are. Yes. They are. I think they're trying to push his buttons. And he's like, I'm good. I'm sober.
It's like when you go back with those old friends you used to hang out with, but you've changed so much, and you're like, oh, I don't fit in with them anymore. We're so different. I've changed.
Right. I wonder if Mike feels that way. I wonder. Like, I don't really want to be here, but I get a check out of it.
And if you think about it, because even K-Wall brought this up, like, the first... not season, but the first seasons of Jersey Shore, Mike was the man. Like, it was Mike and Snooki. And now when you look at it, Mike is still the man because he's funny. He has funny sayings. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about Mike, the situation. And I don't know. I feel like Mike is the number one. That's how I look at it for popularity on the show. So I don't even know if they're a little bit jealous of that. Because even what he's going through, he's still the man. People know him as Mike, the situation.
That they do. And, so, I mean, it's very obvious that Ronnie is jealous because...
Jesus.
My God. So the gang goes to dinner with Lauren... Ronnie's randomly in the cab with the girls, and he decides to
have girl talk.
What's new? Ronnie's starting drama, but he's clearly very jealous and tells JWoww that Mike's planning to put a pie in her face.
Like,
he's just stirring up the pot. He's trying to find any reason to screw this up for Mike because he's jealous.
He's so jealous.
I want to punch him. Such a hater.
And then, of course, he says, I'm still mad at the French fry comment. So I'm going to say, no, bro. Like, grow up, Ronnie.
And also, the French fry comment didn't lead to it. It'd be one thing if Jen, like, caught on and was like, oh my God, like, she got upset. No one paid attention to that comment except for Ron.
And he reacted from you and Jen talking bad about him. It's like Ronnie does not like to take accountability for his actions, and it's like, bro, come on, like, to ruin his day like that because he knows Jenny is going to erupt, and he knows how to push people's buttons. So I think Ronnie was like, I'm going to ruin Mike's day.
It's not. Well, guys, in the chat room, if y'all agree with us in our Ronnie viewpoint, let us know. But also, speaking of iTunes.
Yes, you guys, make sure you just subscribe to our iTunes, our show on iTunes. And make sure you hit up our YouTube channel. And on iTunes, make sure you give us 5 stars.
We love the 5 stars.
We love you guys. And comment there because we love hearing from you too. And also on YouTube, make sure you comment. We love hearing from the fans. Oh my gosh, you guys bring so much dirt. It's amazing the things we find out from you. So.
Juicy.
No, seriously, the first thing I do after this show is I go check YouTube to read.
Same. Or I'm like new I'm stuff. Instagram comments. I'll go to like Jersey Shore news page and I just read comments. That's how I found like everyone's pages that I've been finding. Like if you read the comments, the fans are so committed. They're
you guys
on it.
Know so much.
Dedicated. Yeah. If y'all ever want dirt, go creep on Instagram. But speaking of more dirt, okay, so JWoww freaks out, has a literal. Kind of unnecessary meltdown about this pie in the face thing. And let's talk, she goes to dinner. Let's talk about how awkward this dinner is. Because, I mean, JWoww's fuming, makes it so awkward, and then her and Ron start talking about the proposal.
Like that was effed up.
That was horrible. So effed up. I'm like, poor Lauren's sitting at the table. She has no idea what's happening. They're blowing up the spot. She's like, I'm going to ruin a proposal. And Auntie Dina and Snooki are trying to figure out a way to, like, calm this situation down. It was just so awkward.
It was really malicious because they did it, like, a passive-aggressive way.
Yeah.
Right. Saying those comments, knowing that they're right there at the table, probably listening to this. I wonder if they
heard. It's a small table.
Right. Okay, so, like, Lauren's where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
And Nikia, I'm, like, where Jenny and Ron.
So they can hear. Like, come on. They can hear. So I'm like, just, I'm so upset that.
That pissed me off.
My thing is like, okay, if J-Will's mad, I get that. But yeah, just keep your comments to yourself, fume on the inside, and then when Lauren gets up, then you can explode.
And then you'll be like, yo, what's wrong? I thought I was helping you. But don't do that as she's sitting at the table and you know he has this amazing plan, a surprise. Like, what is wrong with you guys? Her and Ronnie, it felt like two bullies sitting at the end of the table.
Yeah, I felt like it was middle school.
Yeah.
Like, we're at middle school, and we're going to talk really loudly so everyone else can hear us.
And I think J-Will has a big ego.
Yes.
So, like, no one has pranked her. People are scared. No. Polly's scared to prank her.
People are scared of Jenny.
They're scared of her. So they're not going to prank her because look at the reaction.
The only people who are not scared of Jenny is Sammy and Mike. And the two people who she fought with was Sammy and Mike. So those are the two people who will only stand up to Jenny.
They got backhanded by her.
I mean, I wouldn't want to.
I know.
Like, I know
Jenny doesn't play.
Like, no.
And Jenny's a big girl. Like, not like I'm talking about height-wise. Like,
oh, she could.
Come on now. She one hit, you're on the ground.
Well, so Auntie Dina plays typical Auntie Dina and brings Lauren outside so awkwardly to make small talk to get her out. So, I mean, I hope, I feel like Lauren had to have known. She had to have known what was going on. She's not dumb. But
she knew.
I like that Snooki and Dina kind of spoke up to Jenny, though.
Yeah. I liked that.
They're like, bro,
surprising.
Let's calm down. I do want to give a shout out to Stephanie M.
Woo!
She says, hey, girls.
Hey.
She said, Ronnie, she's in the live chat on YouTube. She said, Ronnie is so immature. He needs to grow up. He got into a fight in Vegas while filming season two, supposedly with some guy. Yes,
Ooh,
he did, girl.
Yes.
And
we He's got a hot all mess. That
fights everywhere.
You.
But yes, like you said, Stacey, I like that Jenny, Dina and Snooki were able to stand
they
up
were.
To Jenny.
Yeah.
To let her know, like, okay, we get that you're mad, but now is not the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the dinner ends with more spiraling, this time, of course, from Ronnie. So we end the episode. He's crying alone in the confessional.
With his duck. His baby duck.
Like, what I love, though, is because the roommates know him so well, they just wake up in the night like, it's Ronnie dead? Like, is he okay?
Is he
crying? And then they go back to sleep.
And then, like, oh, he's here. All right.
He's fine.
He's just being Ronnie. But he basically is reevaluating life. He's unsure about things. You can tell how jealousy he is of this proposal. He's not happy for Mike, I don't think. So we'll see next episode if it is a happy day. I don't know. But let's get into this this news and drama we have, because speaking of that YouTube comment, like, I gotta know.
Yeah, so much.
All righty then, my little meatballs. Let's get into it. Sorry, I'm also pulling up some things. So we'll start light first.
Okay.
Because it gets a little cray-cray. Emmy voting has begun. If you are part of the Emmy voting committee, make sure you guys vote, because Jersey Shore is on the list for you guys to vote. So Jersey Shore, they are up and running for the Outstanding Casting for a Reality Program and Outstanding Unstructured Reality Program. There is a website. It's vote.televisionacademy.com, and voting is open until June 25th, and you guys can go and vote, and hopefully they can win an Emmy. Who
thought? I know. And guys, I will be covering this red carpet, so if I see any of the Jersey Shore people, tweet me some questions you want to ask. I'm going to tell Polly I love him.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
I got some news for you too, Morgan. Maybe we
hit
can
up,
make some magic happen for you. So as you guys know, the cast has already started filming season two down in Sin City, aka Vegas. Though they have been there a few weeks, it looks like there's been a lot of drama and a lot of exclusives going on in Vegas. We know Ronnie got into a fight with a pedestrian. But we learned that Angelina is back.
She's
filming
back
with the crew. And a fan had caught a video of the cast walking through the hotel with Miss Angelina. And that's how we all were alerted that Angelina is actually in Vegas.
It was, he came on our show.
Was this Jersey Shore News?
Yeah. Oh,
hey,
he finds out a lot of
you.
Exclusive stuff.
So we do have a video of them walking through, and the cameras are in their face, and they're filming, and Angelina's there.
She's
and
back, guys.
She's back. We don't know how long, but she's definitely back. But speaking of someone who's not back just yet, our girl Dina is signed on to do season two, but it looks like she was not there in Vegas while Angelina was there. There were rumors going around that she and her husband are expecting a baby, or they're trying to have a baby, but Dina went on the Instagrams.
The Instagrams.
To quickly shut it down, and she posted this. She says on her Instagram, I just want to make it clear that it's not because I'm pregnant that I'm not in Vegas. I am not pregnant, in all capitals. I'm not in Vegas because I have some personal stuff going on at home that I need to attend to, which prevented my schedule and production schedule to match up accordingly. Now let's put all the rumors to rest. So she wasn't in Vegas. She wasn't filming. So there was some speculation going on, like, why is she not there?
But then I know she deleted that Instagram.
She sure did. But before she deleted it, Jersey Shore News made sure they captured that part. So that was amazing. So I don't know. At first, I was like, why would she delete it? But then as I was doing my research, I'm like, I think I know why she deleted
it. Why did she delete it?
Before I get into why she deleted it, I think I came up with a new segment for News and Gossip.
Yes.
And it's going to be called Ronnie is Spiraling News.
What's new?
All righty then. So Ronnie has been spiraling. The cast has been filming season 2 in Jersey. But Ronnie and his on and off again girlfriend, baby mama Jen Hurley, were in a domestic dispute while in Vegas. On June 7th, which was a week ago, police responded to the hotel where the next season of the show is being filmed after Hurley and Ortiz, which is Ronnie, were in a physical altercation. Ooh. Police determined battery took place, although Hurley appeared to be the aggressor. So they're saying Jen was the aggressor. But get this, guys. E! News can also confirm that the fight was sparked by a sudden death of Hurley's beloved dog. She told people that upon returning to her Las Vegas home, her dog, as well as Ronnie, were missing. She claimed that Ronnie told her that the dog had drowned in the pool and he took it to get cremated. A separate source confirms that Harley's account, saying that Ronnie went to Jen's home to look for her and their baby. After discovering the dog's body, he took both animals with him. A source close to Ronnie says he is completely devastated about the death because he loved her dogs as well. They said Ronnie is beside himself. When the police officers got there to the scene, they said she was not present and they had put out a warrant for her arrest for domestic dispute. But Ronnie decided not to press charges.
That's eerie.
What? So, guys, that's weird. So, allegedly, so let me just break it down because I know I just read a lot. So, allegedly, Jen comes home and allegedly Ronnie tells her, hey, your dog drowned. I took the dog to be cremated. And she couldn't find Ronnie and the dog. Jen then takes her baby and leaves. Ronnie comes back upset, like, where's Jen? Where's the baby? I'm confused. He then gets upset. They get into this big fight at Planet Hollywood. Allegedly, she is the aggressor where she hits him, but she told People magazine, I did not put my hands on him. The cameras were there. I promise I didn't hit him. So with following that, guys, it gets a little crazy.
What?
So because of all this, it looks like the cast is now heading back to New Jersey to finish filming season 2.
So because of all this drama, do you think Vegas is like, you guys got to go?
I don't think Vegas is like, you have to go.
I think they were just done with
They're done because Jen lives in Vegas. Oh. She's there with the baby. So I think they wanted to take Ronnie out of that situation. Mm-hmm. Now the police are involved. Ronnie, this is his second fight. He got into a fight with that other guy at the hotel.
They probably don't want to lose Ronnie, too, and get him in jail.
Exactly. So allegedly, it looks like the cast is heading back to Jersey to film the remaining season of season 2, which looks like Dina maybe, because she has signed on to do season 2. So hopefully we'll be able to get Dina with the crew.
So can they film in Jersey now? Since they were
It looks like it, hey, they're heading there. I think there was a certain area on the shore
they
couldn't film, but I think MTV, I think what they're going to do is probably get them a new house, upgraded 2018 style, a spot in Jersey where they'll be able.
Well, what would be interesting, say they go back to Jersey, will they then say, bye, Angelina, we don't need you if Dina comes on?
Exactly.
Or will they keep everyone?
Keep them on.
Left for this drama.
It's crazy. It looks like we get to spend some more time with Big Daddy Sitch. So as we know, the situation, Mikey had a court date that was coming up that was going to determine his fate. But it looks like his sentencing got pushed back. Wow. So it's not going to be on June 20th. It's now pushed back to August 15th, which means now he gets to film. It looks like his lawyer, Henry Killinger, who is a member of Sorrentino's counsel, requested the date to be rescheduled because it conflicts with the long planned family vacation for the attorney. So it looks like it looks like Mike's attorneys and it looks like MTV got them to push back the date, so he will not be sentenced until August 15th.
I wonder too if the behavior on his show is influencing them.
I want, can you imagine what if he was spiraling and acting crazy? You know they'd be like, no, your sentence is right now.
Exactly. But for something fun and not so dramatic, our favorite Guido of all time, DJ Pauly D.
Yes.
He is on a DJ tour. But for those listening in LA, guys, he will be here this Sunday, June 17th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Highlight Day Party Day Club, Morgan. And guess what?
Morgan! Day Club.
He is having... a competition where you get to meet him for a meet and greet. So if you go on his page on his Insta story, he goes swipe up for a chance to meet me before my show on Sunday at the Highlight Room in LA. Ooh, so dude, if you guys are in LA, you want to meet Pauly D.
Let's go.
Morgan, I'm just saying, maybe you need to just slide up on in there. And
you know what? I might, guys. Just for you guys. Let's see if I can meet him.
Cray, that is the news and gossip. Ooh. But I just want to say, while the show is going on, we are getting a lot of drama because they are filming season 2. So we'll be getting some more. So if you guys in the chat, or you guys on iTunes listening, if you guys find out drama,
let us know.
And we will definitely let you guys know.
Every hour it's getting crazier.
Yep. Well, and guys, we have a Jersey Shore AfterBuzz Facebook page now. Woo-woo! So make sure to go like that. Go follow it. We're going to post some updates on there, some fun videos of us. So make sure to go check us out. You'll see more behind the scenes from your favorite Jersey Shore host. Yes. All right. Well, wow.
It's so much.
Gossiped out, but you know I'm about to go check Instagram right after this is over. Yeah, exactly. Catch up on more.
YouTube.
Woo. Okay. Let's do predictions for next week because we've got just so much love in the air.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Ooh. All right, Stacey, start us out. What do you think?
I think this proposal is going to be super cute. I think it's going to be like a backyard party, like family style. Aww. So I'm going to I can't wait to see that.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for the proposal. I think all is going to go well. I think it's going to be a calm episode because after this, we have 2 more episodes left. So I think it's going to be calm, and I think the season finale is going to be nuts. But I do want to give a shout out to Stephanie M in the live chat. Her prediction just for season 2 is Dina isn't going to be on season 2.
Ooh.
So that's interesting. So I do predict a good wedding, but I do predict season 2 is going to be a lot of drama.
Do you think because she didn't bring the drama this season?
I wonder if that has something to do with, like, if MTV was...
But you kind of need that.
Yeah, you almost need, like, lovable Andina. She's, you like, do. The comic relief of, like, well, it's Dina, you know?
Because, like, when they were doing this years ago, I can see MTV, like, oh, you're not really fun. But because now they're in their 30s and they're a little bit more chill, you kind of need someone to be like, oh, guys, I want to drink my wine.
It might also be hard on their relationships because they can't talk to their significant others.
That's true. And especially if you're trying to have a kid with someone, it's like, you almost can't leave for 3 weeks. Yeah.
But also remember, season 2 is supposed to be the different season where they're supposed to be going home and including their families. Yeah. So that could be another reason why they are actually heading back to Jersey. Okay. Maybe they're doing something with Dina. I do see Dina coming back for season 2.
I agree. I think one, wedding's going to be beautiful. I might shed a tear. If Ronnie screws up anything, I'll be so upset. I don't think he will. I think he's going to relax a little bit. We're going to have a calm episode. And you know there's got to be one major explosion to end the season. I'm ready for it. Oh, well... Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We had so much fun chatting with you. KWOW, we miss you. We will see you next week. And I am your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can catch up with me on Twitter and all social media at Morgan_Ouellette.
Yay! And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
And I'm Nakia Monet. And you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. We'll see you guys on our Facebook page. Make sure you guys join us.
And guys, I think there's Cabs are here.
Cabs
are here!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.